Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're 2 wins away from a championship.
Indiana was great last night. I mean, across the board, offense, defense, special teams, not really special teams, coaching. The Pacers lead Oklahoma City 2-1. And I look stupid for thinking that OKC would not have a challenge in this series. Picked them in 5, said maybe 6. This thing's going to 7. It is definitely going the distance. Good morning, everybody. Max will keep you updated on day 1 of the U.S. Open at Oakmont. Playing relatively easy this morning. I've been watching since very early this morning. Compared to some of the dire predictions of how difficult it would be, I guess it was a little damp at Oakmont this morning. J.J. Spahn at 4-under through 9 holes is your leader so far. Rory's playing well. There are 7 or 8 guys under par right now. Now, there are another 60-something that are either even or over par, but still, 4-under is a pretty good first 9 holes for J.J. Spahn. Long way to go. Looking forward to watching it this weekend, including this afternoon when Scheffler and some of the other big names go off. I'm going to get to game 2 in a moment, but I wanted to start the show with this. Tap writes, Kevin, I spent time yesterday and found the same thing you did. I couldn't find one NFC East prediction for the Commanders. All Eagles. Seems crazy we're not getting more respect after winning 12 games last year. Tap, I'll remind you, we actually won 14 games, if you count 2 road playoff games, which were really more important than the 12 that got him there. No, the 12 got him there and allowed for that. I pointed out yesterday that, you know, we're now into that time of the year where you start to see all of the, you know, it used to be a race for some of us to Street and Smith and Sporting News, you know, actual magazines that had all of the preseason predictions. I don't even know if they print Street and Smith anymore or Sporting News or any of those. But we are at that point in the football calendar where these are going to start coming out. All of the preseason predictions will start to come out, and obviously we'll get to many more of them in the days right before the season begins. But yeah, I pointed out that I think I had read like 10 different, and some of them were super obscure, you know, NFC East predictions for next year. And by the way, I failed to point out everybody had Washington as a wild card team except for one, I think. I think there was one that I read that didn't have Washington as a wild card team. Look, first of all, none of it matters. They're going to go ahead and play the games anyway, regardless of what the predictions are. Secondly, we know this about the NFL. The NFL just changes so much. It's year to year. It's month to month. It's really week to week. Like Washington last year, is going to rise up from out of nowhere. You know, it's going to be maybe it's a New England with Drake May in the AFC East. Maybe it is a Raiders with Geno Smith in the AFC West. Maybe it's Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson in year one with the new coach in the NFC North. You know, the 49ers were a last place team last year. Maybe it's the Niners that end up, you know, winning the NFC West. I mean, you know, all of these... There was a stretch, I think it was 14 consecutive years from like 2004 through 2018 or something like that, in which on average about 48% of the playoff teams were teams that were not in the postseason the year before. And therefore, in most of those instances, they weren't predicted to be playoff teams either. So that's the nature of this time of year. I mean, the NFL is the ultimate, you know, coin flip league. I think that until Washington proves that their roster is significantly improved, then it only makes sense that the Eagles be the pick to win the NFC East. First of all, recent impressions, you know, recency bias. The Eagles were dominant in the Super Bowl. They were dominant down the stretch of the season. They have, I think, debatably the best 1 through 53 roster in the league. And Washington's roster, we talked about it going into the NFC title game last year. There were only two or three players you could take from Washington's 22 starters and say they would definitely start for Philadelphia. You know, Jaden for one, Terry maybe. I think I'd put him ahead of Devontae Smith. And then maybe a guy like Frankie Louvu, you know, or Wagner. I don't know. The Eagles were so good on defense. It'd be hard to take anybody from Washington's defense and put him into the starting lineup of Philadelphia's defense. But I get it. I guess one of the reasons I brought it up yesterday is I thought people who tend to follow the league for a long period of time will go out on a limb, and it's not even going out on a major limb, and predict things that are, you know, maybe against the grain. And look, one of the things that would not be against the grain is that the NFC East has not had a repeat champion, as we all know, since 2004. I mean, 20 consecutive years of a new champion each season. And so the obvious selection this year, if it continues, it would be Washington. But again, none of this really matters. It really doesn't. They are going to play these games, and the season will develop and grind over 18 regular season weeks, 17 games in ways that we can't even imagine right now. That's the thing, is like all of the definitive, conclusive kind of opinion making this time of year. It's so silly when it comes to this league. The only thing you can count on, really, is teams that have great quarterbacks. But even then, you are susceptible to that quarterback going down and changing completely the team season. And that's the position that Washington's never been in and is now in. And that's the comfort, is that if Jaden Daniels stays upright and healthy, doesn't mean they're going to win 12 games again. Doesn't even mean they're going to be in the postseason again. Cincinnati's got Joe Burrow, and they weren't in the playoffs last year, but they did win 9 games, and they had a fighting chance down the stretch. And I think when you have that, when you've got elite-level quarterback play, that's what you're pretty much guaranteed of year in and year out. If the quarterback is healthy, you're guaranteed to have a team that will more likely than not win more games than it loses. Even if it's like Cincinnati last year, one game more, which wasn't enough to make the postseason. Washington won 12 last year with a bad defense. But look at what they had at quarterback. Look at what they had as an offense because of that quarterback. I don't think we're going to get anything less than that offensively. I understand that the schedule on paper right now looks much tougher. But again, you know, going into these NFL seasons, that's about the only thing you can count on. You know, Buffalo is going to be a team that wins more games than it loses because of Josh Allen. Same with Baltimore, as long as Lamar Jackson stays healthy. Same with Kansas City, as long as Patrick Mahomes stays healthy. Cincinnati should still win more games than it loses, as long as Joe Burrow's out there throwing it to T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase. And they had to fight to get there last year. Man, you go back and you look at Cincinnati's season last year, they lost so many games they should have won. They lost a game to Kansas City in week two, remember? There was a penalty late in the game that crushed them. They had a missed field goal and got very conservative in overtime against Baltimore, ended up losing that game. They had that other Baltimore game that they lost when they went for two at the end. I think they went for two at the end and lost. I mean, they had so many games right there. Like the game, I'm looking at it right now. Their losses were by, listen to this. Cincinnati went 9-8 last year, okay? Their losses were by 6, 1, 5, 3 in overtime. They lost by 20 to Philadelphia. And then they lost by 1, 7, and 6.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Every single loss was by a touchdown or less, with the exception of getting pounded by Philadelphia at home in late October. And that's what Joe Burrow playing 17 games guarantees you. You're going to be a team that more likely than not is going to win more than you lose and is going to have a really good chance in the games that you lose, is what they had. And that's what I think Washington has now. But, you know, in thinking about the upcoming season, when you take all of those other teams that don't have Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Jackson, and I think Daniels is in that category now, it's basically a 7-10 to 10-7 league. You know, you stay healthy, you got a chance to win 10. You don't stay healthy, you're probably going to win 7 or closer to 7. Maybe it's a 6-11 to 11-6 spread, somewhere in there. And you just don't know because you can't predict health. In looking at the NFC looks loaded, like it really does. We've talked a lot about that, with obviously the Eagles having maybe the best roster in the league. Detroit, two new coordinators, but a really good roster. In that division, the Packers have a decent roster. The Vikings have a decent roster, but questions at quarterback. Chicago has a good roster, questions at quarterback, but a new head coach. Tampa, well-coached and a decent football team, but they're not elite at quarterback with Baker Mayfield. Matt Stafford is close enough to that category of elite where you got to figure if he plays 17, the Rams have a good chance to win more than they lose. And I keep an eye on San Francisco this year. I think people have written their obit a bit too prematurely. God, there are some teams in the NFC, and obviously in our division, you know, it's Philly and Washington in terms of the two best teams. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but you could certainly argue Dallas's roster is equal to or better than Washington's. But I take number five over Dak Prescott every day of the week, twice on Sunday. All right, thank you, Tap. Yeah, we're going to see that. Who cares? Who cares? Man, I, you know, in thinking just about one other thing as it relates to this, I really wish that the schedule makers had given us one of the two Philadelphia games much earlier in the season. I didn't need it opening night because I think, you know, week one is always a major head fake. But sometime, you know, in October, early November, you know, a heavyweight showdown in the NFC East. And instead, we got to wait until December 20th. You know, one of the things that I loved about last year and talked a lot about it is just the idea that after kind of not being a part of the rivalries in the NFC East for so long because the team was so bad and so mocked by the other three. I mean, Dallas-Philadelphia has been in the 21st century the rivalry in the NFC East. And then certainly the Giants and Eagles and Giants and Cowboys have played more meaningful games in the 21st century than Washington has with any of the three teams. And one of the things that I loved about last year is this return to kind of feeling like, hey, we're now a relevant member of the NFC East again. And what comes with that are heavyweight matchups against our, you know, historical rivals. And it looks like last year was the beginning of maybe something where Washington and Philadelphia for the next several years takes over the top rivalry, you know, position on the rivalry mantle in the NFC East. They played three times. When you play three times in a year, that's the beginning of something. You know, that was kind of what Pittsburgh and Baltimore, how they started off. They played in the playoffs a couple of times, head-to-head. You know, playing Philly in the NFC Championship game, not even in a wild-card round game or a divisional round game, but in the Final Four, the Final Two of the NFC. I really, you know, I know we talked about this when the schedule came out, but man, it seems like to me, and we had our guy on the show, Mike North, and he's great in talking about the schedule and some of the reasons why. The bottom line is, you know, one of the reasons Philly and Washington are closing the season against each other is that they just view Dallas and Philadelphia as more marquee. Still, they do. I would have loved to have had just give me one of those two Philly games much earlier. What if we get to December 20th? I mean, that's the third to last game of the year. That may not be... That game might be meaningless. And certainly the finale could be meaningless. But what could also be the case, obviously, is you've got 11-3 Philadelphia, 11-3 Washington, playing it out over twice over the final 3 weeks. That would be thrilling, for sure. And, you know, let's hope that that ends up being the possibility. All right. Yeah. Tap, thanks for that. And I know that this time of year, you know this too. It doesn't mean anything, but it's justified. I mean, if I were being super objective and not having any sort of contrarian thought, you know, utilized, I'd look at the two, you know, rosters. I'd say, yeah, Philly probably wins the NFC East by a game over Washington. You know, they go 12-5, Washington goes 11-6, something like that. But Washington ends up having a really good chance to be a 5 seed, you know, the first wild card team, you know, and play maybe, you know, the NFC South winner again, like Tampa on the road in the first round, something like that. I certainly wouldn't pick Washington in the NFC any worse going into next year than, say, the second wild card team, which is what they were last year. I could certainly see a scenario in which the NFC West produces two high-level teams as well in the 49ers and the Rams. I could see that in the NFC North. We saw it last year, obviously, with Detroit and Minnesota. Minnesota's really an interesting squad. You have no idea what you're going to get with J.J. McCarthy. He's not played one NFL regular season game. By the way, you know who the backup is? Actually, I don't know if he's won the backup position, but Sam Howell is in Minnesota. And by the way, that is a great spot for him. A great spot for him. I do think he's got some talent. I do think he is a backup quarterback in the league. I think that there was some concern after he really looked horrible in his limited opportunities in Seattle last year that he might actually end up out of the league. But to be in Minnesota with Kevin O'Connell, that gives you, you know, that's a top four, five, or five situation for a quarterback. So if J.J. McCarthy doesn't, you know, work out, or if he doesn't get healthy, could Sam Howell be Sam Darnold for the Vikings? I don't know that he could be Sam Darnold. Darnold had major flaws, too, that were really exposed in the final two games of the season last year. By the way, you know, Sam Darnold went to Seattle. There have been stories written out of Seattle that Sam Darnold has not looked good, and a guy like Jalen Milroe, who they picked in the draft, could actually end up being the starting quarterback in Seattle. I find that hard to believe. They paid Darnold not a lot. Darnold did not get, you know, we talked about this towards the end of last year. Nobody lost more money in two games in recent NFL history than Sam Darnold did. Sam Darnold was headed towards a massive contract, and he was so awful against Detroit in that season finale for the number one seed. And then the game he had against the Rams in the postseason was a guy that, you know, his flaws were exposed. He just doesn't see it quickly enough. He can throw it. He's mobile, you know, and if number one's there, man, he can zing it in there. But he doesn't see it quickly enough. And he was sacked, what, 8, 9, 10 times in that playoff game against the Rams, and threw the ball basically, you know, to the almost the other team three times in the end zone on fourth downs against Detroit. But anyway, yeah, Minnesota to me is an interesting team. So well coached, excellent defensively, well coached defensively, but of the teams in the NFC North, they're the ones with a big question mark at quarterback. I mean, I guess you, Caleb Williams is a question mark, but Goff, Jordan Love, you've got to expect Caleb Williams, if he's going to be anything, to take a jump this year with Ben Johnson. But we have no idea what J.J. McCarthy is going to be. Although McCarthy, too, like Sam Howell, as his backup or third stringer, has the benefit of having an incredible quarterback coach. All right, the NBA playoffs last night. I'm going to get to it in this next segment. That game was... I know that I sort of go overboard on these playoff games. That's about as intense defensively for 48 minutes by both teams in a game, in any sport, you will ever see. Why did Indiana prevail? I'll have the answer for you, my opinion, next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.